with my mind always running. Race rot has made me so weary. I fell into a deep slumber. And I dreamed something stunning. Even all the philosophers in history will lack the words to describe this dream of dreams that was dreamt by me. In my dream, evil with its thousand hands and faces pursued me. There was no escaping it. I ran and ran, but the fates screwed me. The land grew sticky and evil almost got me. Shit! My certain destruction was almost there. And as luck would have it, every place, everywhere, there was no salvation. I was ready to die. I prayed before being torn apart. To myself, for a god of gods am I. But just before the terrible test could start, from out of heaven, a powerful ray was flung, melting all to countless vile heaps of dung. That thing that was my gloom, my blight. Stop playing with all the shit in front of me. I trampled it. Before the one whom I will praise eternally, myself, I stood before myself from times yet to be. Holy shit, how strong is he? This he who is me! Yes, this is Super Mr. Freeman, who saved me from demise. Here I am, with him in his dirigible full of luxuries. He ROFLs, I panic. Where are we going, please? And there, upon a giant throne of gold, in the aircraft's magnificent bridge, he sat and said,
"Where we're bound and why, you desire to be told. Very well, hold on then. We'll fly around and chat. Now, can you see out those windows? The place where once a mountain of stinking rubbish rose. From dirt, white spots, black holes too. Far from human squabbles and thoughts of pride, a sparkling and wonderful new world grew. Archipelago where the chosen ones, the fortunate, reside."
I love what I see, man. Oh, omnipotent Mr. Freeman. No one will make it better than you did, than we can. In the ultramarine haze of a neutral sea, invisible to radar and satellites prying, midst tropical latitudes wandering free, a floating city godum blossomed. Toward this we were flying, not by himself nor some magic power we'll find. No, sir, but by the true will of the real majority's mind. Everything you dreamt in your dreams is there. Those tropes of American science fiction. Leviathans flying in the air, all to giant windmills clicking benediction. Harmony abounds. Castles, gardens, alleyways, orchards, vineyards, all powered by the sun's rays. The best who inhabited our sublunar light. They're in no hurry, yet do great feats. And you can see these people are very bright. And the Wi-Fi is blazing, that's no surprise, and installed for free in this paradise. A swarm of nearly silent helicopters fly, with the Zeppelins hovering overhead, while Wunderwaffe's guards circling the sky. An enemy seeking conquest will find destruction instead. And next door, a farm where creatures from underwater are bred by the robot to be biped fodder.
I had no words. I was speechless. I was struck dumb.
All he'd shown me had left me a numb thing. And Super Freeman grabbed me with a finger and thumb and looked at me as I would
a hamster or something. While all I'd seen in a hamster's eyes was fear alone. In my eyes he found nothing but love shone.
And Super Me patted my shoulder with his sword and then he laughed.
I see your desire to stay here forever with us.
And I exclaimed, yes, Lord! It's all I want! How can it happen? Tell me! I'm begging you, sire! These people, how did they end up living here? From whence did all of these marvels appear? What rules did they follow in the lives they led to get into this heavenly power? Who funneled the money? Who sits at the head? Who rules here? Say, who wields the power? I beg you for answers to so many questions. For a plan, advice, instructions, suggestions.
That's enough. That's plenty for the first time. Now listen to what I say. Speak nothing of all this stuff. Don't breathe a word of what you've seen here today, or you'll be committed. They'll lock you away. This is just a dream. You must delete it from your memories now. Don't be scared. But you must live without this heaven. Somehow, everything can be endured. But I'll leave you with this one little clue. Just play. For it's the game, you see, that makes this life a dream come true.
What game? Lotto? Blackjack? What are you talking about?
Goodbye. Forget about me. It's